This is KERA News. I'm Dua Li Saikau-Tau. This week in our series Remaking Foster Care, KERA is exploring efforts to redesign the state system and profiling the people who will be affected. Today, we focus on biological parents, and we start in Fort Worth at a church where groups of mothers and fathers are learning life skills.
How many of you got teenagers? Raise your hand. You got a teenager, raise your hand.
Greg Bunch is a life coach. He spends 8 to 10 weeks with parents whose children are all in state custody.
I've seen guys in the class that was living in a homeless shelter, but they were doing what they had to do to get their kids. And I've seen guys that had big money and they were doing what they had to do.
When a child can no longer live safely at home because of abuse or neglect, the state has strict requirements for parents to get their kids back. It's called a family service plan and can include parenting classes like this one for dads.
One thing I think that they find out in here is that they find out that they have value from day one. We don't look at them as bad dads. We just look at them as, you know, someone that had a mistake in their life. And so we just get past that mistake and keep going.
Y'all give yourself a hand clap. That was awesome.
In a separate class, moms are shown a scene from the movie Forrest Gump.
What's my destiny, Mom?
You're gonna have to figure that out for yourself.
This got the mothers thinking about their futures and their past. One talked about her time in jail. Another talked about the stepfather who raped her at age 5. Another talked about her mental illness. After the classes, some parents shared their hopes for a new foster care system that can better serve not only children, but adults too.
More communication between the foster parents and biological parents.
I'm scared of foster parents because I've had two friends that lost their baby because they ended up dying in the foster care system.
I feel like they care about the mothers way more than they do the fathers.
I get to visit my kids once a week for an hour. I get to meet them at McDonald's. When you're used to having your kids every day, taking them to school, feeding them, helping them with their homework, making them say their prayers at night before bed, hours is never enough time.
On a windy day in White Settlement, a suburb west of Fort Worth, one dad opens up about his children in foster care.
I'm the biggest kid I know next to my dad.
Matthew Terrell says he's just never thought of himself as mature, even as he nears 50. He was born in Canada, loved to travel, and lived out of a guitar case most of his life.
Samantha is my daughter up in the west coast of Canada. Antoinette, she was the 18-year-old, just on the other side of this. Then when I fell in love with my first wife, she was with child with Kara, not my biological daughter. But
it's a complicated family tree, like so many in the state. Terrell became a father at 15. A few years after that, he married a California woman with two kids and had two daughters with her. They moved to Texas because he said East Los Angeles was no place to raise kids. A son was born in Tarrant County, then came a divorce, and soon after, his younger children were placed in foster care.
I was emotionally unstable. I was abusing alcohol and drugs. I was in no shape for somebody to raise two teenage girls, let alone my 6-year-old son.
Eventually, he met state requirements, including parenting classes and passing random urine analysis and hair follicle drug test. He won one of his girls back from the state. But it wasn't easy. The caseworkers, he says, were overloaded, inexperienced. His girls were placed in foster homes far from everything they knew.
Going from an urban setting to a rural setting, that's very dramatic. It took a lot of adjusting on my girls' part. And let's say I didn't have the best of vehicles, the car hanging on by a thread, and me just barely getting there or barely delivering them after a visitation.
It's the story of many parents, as Tommy Jordan of the Fort Worth nonprofit New Day Services can attest to.
Everybody else that you don't know is just a deadbeat dad. And I think we do that in a society. If we don't have a personal connection to someone who's experiencing this kind of issue, we naturally think the worst of that person.
Under the state's new redesign plan, biological parents will have more contact with foster parents.
Once you know people and you have a chance to work with them, you recognize these really are people who have a lot of strengths, and they can build on those strengths, and they can become the parents that they want to be. they can become the parents that their children deserve for them to be.
The key, he says, is to help biological parents realize they can invest something in their children that nobody else can. Dwahli Sai Kowtow, KERA News.